Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So yeah, it's Christmas and we're going to sing you a quick song. Gina, go ahead.
Oh, which one are we doing?
The one we just did?
Oh.
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. Batmobile lost its wheel and Joker got away.
Hey!
The kids are going to love that one.
We're going to get a record deal.
Yep. Between the Reps with Brooke Entz and Gina Chancharulo is a CastBox original, produced alongside Studio 71.
CastBox is the fastest growing and highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts.
You can listen to Between the Reps wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best. What's up, guys? It is another episode of Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina, and today we're talking about
Christmas.
Old Saint Nick.
Christmas traditions.
Today is Christmas, and it's time to talk about Christmas Christmas traditions.
But today isn't actually Christmas. We're just filming this ahead of time.
No, we are filming it ahead of time, you guys. Not even going to lie to you.
That was blowing
I
your
never
mind.
Lie to you. I really
we're not
don't.
In the studio
so
on
we're
Christmas
not gonna,
Day.
We're not going to sit here and pull a hood over your eyes,
right.
Or whatever they, that
wool.
That old
I think
saying,
it's a wool.
Pull wool over your eyes. So yeah, it's Christmas, and we're going to sing you a quick song. Gina, go ahead.
Oh, which one are we doing?
The one we just did?
Oh.
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. Batmobile lost its wheel and Joker got away.
Hey!
The kids are going to love that one.
We're going to get a record deal.
Yep.
For sure.
All of you don't come at one time. Christmas traditions. Christmas at my house is the biggest holiday. I grew up where my mom hated Halloween. We would always do like a neighborhood thing for Easter and definitely like go to grandma's house and like mm-hmm. do something. 4th of July, probably would get together with like my family friends and
it's like a barbecue,
day. But Christmas is like a lot more preparation. We go and cut Christmas trees down, usually the day after Thanksgiving.
Which I didn't realize a lot of people don't do.
No.
No.
I mean, honestly, majority
like that's such a normal thing for our family to have done.
Yeah. We honestly started going and getting Christmas trees finally when I was probably in my, like probably like around like 14, 15. Mm-hmm. But all the years prior, we for sure had the fake tree that we never took the lights off of.
Really?
You'd pull it out. It's already has lights on it, like perfectly wrapped.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the thing was covered in lights. And then we would put the ornaments on and we'd take the ornaments off. We were done. Take it apart, put it back in, put it in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
My mom always talked about how my grandma, her mom, they'd get a Christmas tree, a real one.
Mm-hmm.
And she needed a perfect tree so bad that she would make my grandpa drill holes in the tree.
And put other branches
and
in the holes.
Put other branches, like fill
I've heard of people
fill
doing that.
The holes.
Right.
And
my mom always liked the Charlie Brown Christmas tree. So
see, that's what we
always
have
felt
now.
Sorry for the little sad one in the corner.
That's how we do it now.
Right.
I mean, is like Charlie Brown. But for sure, maybe all those years of having to make my grandma like the most perfect tree ever just like scoured
your
my mom.
I'm just going to buy that shit.
Yeah. But yeah, we go do Christmas trees, come back, decorate. My mom usually gets the house like pretty decorated like right after Thanksgiving. But we also take everything down Christmas Day.
Really?
My mom is like, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
She's like, I'm
we
sick
are
of this crap.
Done.
It's been up too long.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And we start Christmas morning really early, and we're pretty much done with Christmas by like noon.
So your Christmas is gone by that evening?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, where did it go?
Yeah. gone.
I think we used to like leave ours up till like New Year's.
A lot of people do.
And then like New Year's Day, take it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like your mom.
My mom's like Christmas Day.
Yeah. Well, she's so over it.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's like a slave in the kitchen for 3 weeks or something, right?
Yeah. I think more so now she might leave it up a couple days after just because it's a real tree. But my whole upbringing.
Take that shit
it
down.
Was done. Yeah. And my sister's the same way. It's like my siblings, they have their, because my whole family's in Southern Utah and I don't live there. So I don't even do a tree because I'm not home for Christmas. I always go home for Christmas. I'm not at my house. And my mom's has a tree. But my siblings all get their house already. I mean, tree decorations and house decorations have been passed around. Like, you know, my mom's given like her, because you get your tree. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like, at least for me, it was always decorated the same way. Like, once you invest money into ornaments, you don't like buy new ornaments every year.
Right.
It's like the same ones. Too. Yeah, they're expensive. And you put them away. And so, like, you, at a certain point where my mom would want a new tree, per se, those, like, that collection of decorations would just be like given to my sister.
Oh, like hand them down.
Like, I remember we had a Christmas tree that was like bunnies. I'm not kidding.
Oh, so your mom does like the really cool, like the themed trees. See, our family growing up, we always got an ornament every year.
Yeah, no. Ours are like fully themed.
And that's what I've done with my kids is I buy them an ornament a year.
Which I think is super cool.
It's cool, but guess what? They're all still at my house. I thought I was doing this really cool thing for my kids and all of them were like, don't want them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
In Southern Utah, they would do a Christmas, like, festival, and it was the, I don't remember what it was called. Oh, it was, like, a parade of trees. Basically, different companies or people, you would decorate a tree, and you'd go to this thing, and there'd be everywhere. It was beautiful, and they're, like, total Christmas-themed, and just trees, and they're all decorated different themes. If different companies did it, sometimes it was decorated, like, for their company in a way. And then they auction them off, and all the money goes to, like, charities and things like that. And if you win that tree, that money is going to, like, Toys for Kids or whatever, like, the charity is around that Christmas time. Uh-huh. And you take that tree home, and you have this themed tree. It's so, like, every year, my grandma, her Christmas tree was always one of those. She never had one that she just did. She always just went and got a tree there and bought one. And it's a charitable thing. And so my mom, a lot of times, she always had a tree there. And she would decorate it, and then it would be auctioned off. But we have big stuff for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So our Christmas starts Christmas Eve, big dinner. Everyone comes over. There's always presents that are opened the night before. And when I was younger growing up, I'd have multiple Christmases. I'd go to my dad's side of the family and my mom's. And we'd kind of alternate which every other year we'd alternate where we spent like the bigger chunk of time. At my dad's, my grandma's house on my dad's side, we always, all the kids would dress up and we would do the nativity scene. I'm not kidding. Yes. I'm going to find a photo for you that's me as an angel. Okay?
Wait, were you always the same thing?
Oh, okay. My grandma always had all of the costumes, like all the pieces. And so like the kids would get ready to do the nativity scene. We'd go and like figure out what you were going to get to be. So and there was always a baby. So there was always a real baby Jesus every time.
I don't know, but that's so funny to me. So wait, so the nativity scene, like would you guys just all stand there?
So we would walk out and would stand as my grandpa read from the scriptures.
Wow.
The nativity.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Welcome to Utah.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Okay, so adorable, whatever.
You're like, I was adorable.
Like, I remember one year at my grandma's, angel. Like, I was really young, and I remember there were some of, like, the older cousins that were, like, they were so pumped because some of us younger ones were finally of age to where we could do it, like, on our own. Right. And so they were, like, out.
I'm out. Yeah, Brooks Joseph this year.
Every year. Plain Joseph.
I was gonna say, so like what happens is like all of the kids get older and older. Like at one point, if you were like the youngest, were you doing all the roles?
Hang on.
Jumping from like roll to roll, laying in the manger.
Yeah. Now it's like just all the phased out. Now it's like all like the great grandkids and stuff.
Oh, so they're still doing it.
Oh yeah.
That is I've never heard of that. That is so cool. Yeah.
So we'd go, it'd be grandma's house in the morning, breakfast. And we do, our families are so big, we draw names. Mm-hmm. So everything is drawing names. You would, we do the nativity. And then we would exchange presents. And then my family, we'd leave. We go to my other side of the family, my mom's side. And they will have already had breakfast. Then we would just get there to do gift exchange. Mm-hmm. And we'd alternate where we went first. So now, though, we always go to my dad's side of the family second. And because my mom, my grandma passed away, her mom, a few years back. And so our house has become the hub for a lot of that family. Mm-hmm. So we all do it there. So what we do on Christmas Eve currently is everyone comes to our house. My uncle is like a barbecue guy. He like does like has a team and like does like barbecue competitions and things like that. So my mom gets what are those things called?
Like a big smoker or like, yeah, the, like one of those giant barbecues? Like a rotisserie?
No, it's a steak.
This is charades. I'm usually good at this.
Give me some time. Shit. I've got my hands like this. Is it a rotisserie? It's a, what's the type of the cut of meat where you put horseradish and stuff on it?
Prime rib.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that was prime rib this whole time. I thought it
was. Massive prime rib. She goes and gets a couple of them. He takes them, smokes them, brings them back. So Christmas Eve, all the family comes. We have this like big meat and potato dinner.
How much of that do you eat?
I usually have, she cuts it pretty thick, and mm-hmm. I'll do like a half of it. Mm-hmm. In the past, when I've really been watching what I'm eating, I've weighed it out before. There's a lot of fat on that. So, but now it's like, I'll have like a half of a slice. And then my mom, the next day, she bought a meat slicer and she slices all of it. And then we do like French dip sandwiches.
Oh my God, I love a French dip.
So we have the big amazing dinner. All the kids are over. We do gift exchange. And then also, hopefully no kids are listening to this, Santa actually drops us off a bag with gifts for everybody in it. So we're in the house just hanging out, and he comes every year. And the dogs hear something out front, and the kids run out front, and there's like a big bag with balloons tied to it. Like he's just rode by.
Drove by.
And dropped the bag. And then the kids bring it in and it's so exciting. And everyone usually gets their Christmas pajamas. So a tradition for us is we have Christmas pajamas.
My
and
word.
And we have Christmas pajamas, and every kid from Santa usually gets a new book. Or a book and a movie or something like that.
Yeah.
So that night, and while we're all there, my whole family, my cousins, their kids, everyone goes, changes into their pajamas. We do photos by the tree. And then everyone leaves. Kids go to bed. And then the adults start to work. And it's so funny because I just think about when I was young, you did this. I mean, kids went to bed, shut the door. You couldn't come out. You cannot come out of your room. And there's things that have to be put together. There's last minute things that have to be put together. Like one year, my nephew was getting, we do Santa gifts.
Right.
And those are the things that are out and not wrapped.
Right.
And one year my nephew got a basketball hoop. Mm-hmm. And so me and my brother-in-law and my brother, we have to move this basketball hoop into my parents' house. Luckily, they have big vaulted ceilings.
Right.
We create the space, basically. One year, my brother-in-law was up all night putting together this giant dollhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Got to move it in.
Been there.
But you're up super late. Usually my brother has not finished shopping. So we're in the car to Walmart to get things for the stocking. Or we're running these last minute errands.
Right.
And
as
usually
a kid,
drinking.
You have no idea the work that goes
usually drinking. And then we end up going to bed and, wake up. And that's a whole nother tradition.
Right.
So Christmas Eve, I'll stop there for me. It's definitely changed over the years because obviously you grow up, but as we've gotten grandkids and our family loves just that holiday so much and really just I love the tradition of all of it. And so does my mom. It's that sort of brings us together. And even though sometimes being around so much family can be way stressful, it is a really nice time when all of us are doing, I say all of us, I'm really the only one that's not home anymore. Everyone's still there.
Everyone else,
they all just hold it together for me.
And then I just show up.
And I'm like, hey guys, how you been?
Good job. Great job. High five.
You're going to fail
all
lot.
Around. Good.
So Christmas Eve at your house.
Yeah.
Let me hear it.
Well, it used to kind of be the same. We would do You know, the big dinner, Christmas Eve night. We couldn't open presents until we couldn't see the tops of the trees. That was like the big thing. So like you knew it was dark enough to like start opening those presents. You know, again, just tons of food and kids running everywhere and mayhem and craziness. So in one side of my family, we would always have to like start from the oldest, you know, and each person would go around and open a present.
One at a time.
Oh my God, as our families got bigger and bigger, it was like, are you kidding me right now? But it was so
everyone
structured.
Everyone watch this person. Like, yeah, we still do it too for the kids.
And but no, we would do it from the adults all the way down. It was insane. And so then we switched it.
It's like, grandma, you gotta go a little faster. God. It's like,
she is.
Faster! Someone help that woman.
But it was funny because at my other side, they would, it was craziness. Like, they would get a present, and then everyone's, you know, opening presents and squishing up the, you know, gift wrap and throwing it at each other. And it just became like this all out, you know, war of, you know, wrapping paper and bows and everything else. So, I mean, the structure thing, something in the middle, I think, would be probably the best idea. And then, you know, that was pretty much for Christmas Eve. I mean, Santa never showed up Christmas Eve for us.
Oh, I feel bad for you.
Santa likes your family a lot better than mine. And we never did the nativity. We used to, like, make up dances to songs.
Yeah.
You know, like where the cousins, everybody goes upstairs. And,
that's fun.
You know, we would like kind of do that. But that's pretty much it for Christmas Eve. Christmas morning, you know, Santa comes. You eat again.
Yeah.
You take a nap. Then you go to grandma's.
Up, eat leftovers.
Eat somewhere. Yeah. Yeah. But that's pretty much the tradition of our
Did
family.
You ever know anyone, this could be like a birthday thing too, mm-hmm. but like, have you ever known anyone who actually is so careful with wrapping paper, opening it, they save wrapping paper?
This is a sore subject for me because my mom's side likes to save everything. Everything. And can I just tell you that it's so bad? And what's crazy to me, when people save paper and bows.
Yes.
Totally get it. Like, you know, you want to, you know, maybe you don't want to spend money on that or whatever. Yeah. But I never see them reused.
Never.
Like,
never.
They go into a place, like my mom would fold the paper and take the bows, but never, like, for the idea that she was going to repurpose them, but never reuse them.
No.
So we actually bought my parents' old house, and they had a huge attic. And my mom would save every box, every bow, all this kind of stuff. I mean, I literally told my kids, because it was a fire hazard up there.
Yeah.
I told them that I would pay them, which was a huge mistake, not realizing, like 5 cents for every box they broke down so that we could recycle it.
Yeah.
I think I spent $300 by the time we took everything out of there. It was absolutely insane. But yes, no, I do know those people.
Yeah. My family, like my mom, my aunt, my cousin, mm-hmm. super OCD, not on like saving and repurposing paper.
Oh, so they're
paper.
Not saving it. They just want to
We for sure like it. Saved like bags and stuff, which makes total sense.
Right.
And we saved some bows and maybe more back then. But like as far as their OCD of actually wrapping the
present.
I'm talking about saving it too. Oh, okay. But now I'm talking about like so OCD on like the perfect wrapping job.
Mm-hmm.
And tape job and the lines, like the way it's cut, is it like matches perfectly and everything. I'm not kidding you. They're so good at it. I wasn't even allowed to help wrap, which isn't a big deal.
It's too sloppy.
So bad. You know, it's like,
yeah.
And back then, like when I was little, I just remember like picturing where our tree was in my living room, and there was a fireplace right next to it, the little seat. And my mom and dad, I think it's probably easier when you have little kids because there's a lot of, you can like afford to buy more stuff because like things are smaller and wrap them separately.
Oh, yeah.
But it was me and three siblings, and we would have, I mean, it was like a sea of presents, man.
It's insane.
Insane. Like even now too, because you go home now and it's like, not only is it like some stuff, but it's like all the grandkids.
Right.
Anyways.
So it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to blow your mind with my most favorite part of our Christmas tradition that has been going back since maybe my grandpa was even little.
I mean, the nativity scene has already got me.
Oh, well.
My mind going.
This one, the nativity was probably a little bit like more like funny or like weird to you. This one is something that you are going, I feel like you're going to be a little jealous.
Okay.
And I'm very excited to see the jealousy on your face. after this break. This episode of Between the Reps is brought to you by Audible. Audible is a leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment on the internet. Audible content includes an unmatched selection of audiobooks and other audio products. Users can sign up as an Audible listener, which gives them book credits each month for a low monthly fee. Customers download their choices and can access them on their iPhone, Android device, Fire tablet, iPad, or other MP3 players. And Gina, this is perfect for you because you're in a book club. Just kidding, you're not in a book club, but you read a lot of books.
I do read a lot of books.
I prefer to listen to them.
I know. Well, I'm actually having to listen to more of them since my eyesight is going. Glasses are not even helping.
See.
Yeah. Like right now, I'm listening to The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. You know, some of you like those really uplifting, you know, light stories.
Cheery
and
stories.
I like really depressing
dark
ones. Yeah.
Every month, Audible members get one credit for any audiobook they choose, plus two Audible originals from a changing selection that they can't get anywhere else. They also get access to audio fitness and health workouts created exclusively for Audible. So with this, you guys get a lot more than just something to listen to or something like a Girl with a Dragon Tattoo. Or in my case, I read a lot more
self-help.
I do so much self-help. No, but I do yeah, read a lot of books that are self-help. I don't want to say self-help,
no,
but
like motivational.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Things to like develop, like self-development is probably a better one.
Plus, this is cool. Your books are yours to keep. With Audible, you can go back and re-listen anytime, even if you cancel your membership. Didn't like your audiobook? Exchange it. No questions asked.
Start a 30-day trial and your first audiobook is free. Go to audible.com/reps or text reps to 500500. You can do it with audiobooks. Once again, start a 30-day trial and your first audiobook free. Go to audible.com/reps, that's R-E-P-S, or text reps to 500500. You can do it with audiobooks.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Now I know all of you guys, the suspense is killing you, so you're definitely still listening.
And Brooke just can't wait to tell me how much better her Christmas is than mine.
Yeah. You know what's funny, though?
Can't wait to see your face.
Wish my mom was actually here telling this story because she's way better at it. My mom's a way better storyteller than me.
She's pretty awesome.
She's a really good storyteller.
Yeah, you're pretty good at it.
So here's the thing. My dad, mm-hmm. since he was little, has had this tradition. And I think it's even gone back to since my grandpa was little. His dad. They have this tradition of, I'm going to preface this with, I believed in Santa Claus for sure till I was in sixth grade. How old are you in sixth grade?
I think
14?
12?
12?
No.
12?
14 is like
12.
Eight. Yeah.
Tell us 12.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Pretty old.
Yeah.
And like I deep down kind of knew that he wasn't real. But I loved it so much. My whole family looks forward to it so much every year that I didn't want to allow myself to believe that it wasn't
right.
real. Okay. Every morning, Christmas morning, Santa Claus wakes me up and takes me out of bed and puts me by the Christmas tree.
Shut the hell up.
I'm not lying to you. When I was very little, you'd hear the bells and Santa would come in and he's ho-ho-hoing. He'd come in, I'm like this little cute girl in like my little like night dress or whatever, and stand on my bed like, oh, tired, like, oh my God,
oh my
yeah.
God, picture
and
perfect.
Santa comes in, picks me up out of bed, holds me, takes me in, puts me down by the tree. It's like, oh my God, like the Christmas tree, the lights, all your presents, and then your Santa present, which isn't wrapped, so you can immediately play with it. And then next thing you know, he's gone. Dude's gone. Every year.
There are people
year.
Listening right now that are like, F off.
Every year. I'm 29 and Santa's still going to wake me up this year. Every year.
He's going to scoop you up and carry you out?
my dad can't do that anymore. So now my dad is Santa.
Right.
So hopefully that's pretty awesome. all my grandkids, my mom's grandkids aren't listening. Like, what?
Yeah, I know.
My grandpa did it. My dad talks about a year that when my grandpa was really, really sick. My great grandpa, my mm-hmm. dad's grandpa, that my great grandma, she dressed up because it's such a tradition. Right. And they weren't just doing it for our family, but they would go and do it for other families. And like, she would go and everyone knew that it was her, but she was like, this,
I would
this
hope ti- so.
She was like this family's ti- like this tiniest little, this from? Tiniest little thing. And my great grandpa was so sick that she dressed up and went and woke up all these so families. Cute. But it was like my grandpa and his brothers, and they had in the family, we have multiple like vintage Santa suits.
That's really cool.
Like super vintage. Mm-hmm. And they would go and they would wake everyone up. And they had some families that weren't our immediate family that they would do because that's, you know, either someone asked them to do it or that was just always a part like of like, your kindred, right? Like your family that's not your family.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I grew up every Christmas morning, like me and all my siblings, like you have to go to bed and you could not get out of bed until Santa woke you up. And Santa would come and he would pick me up and he would hug everyone and take us out. We'd all move to the living room together. And while we're all looking, he would just slip out the front door and get in the car and they'd go to the next house. So now they always are talking about it, like who's going to do it this year. Well, my dad's brothers are really, really shitty at it. They're not good Santas.
I hope they're not listening.
No, they're so, you guys are terrible.
Shitty Santas.
My dad is great. And he's just like my grandpa was. Mm-hmm. My grandpa passed away. Actually when I was filming Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. And he's the best, you know? And so he'll go and do it. My brother is probably going to start doing it. And they go, they start super early in the morning. My mom will go drive my dad and all my family from my dad's side of the family, all the little families, they know what time we're getting up. And now all the older kids, we're all old, but you are still getting woken up. I mean, if you opted out, but you'd be an idiot. You kidding me? You'd be an idiot. I think that's why I will not ever
miss Christmas
because I don't get it out here.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah, I'm not dressing up.
I'm going to come wake you up.
Don't scare the shit out of me.
My dog loses it. But yeah, Santa comes up. It's like, and I know it's my dad, mm-hmm. but we all go downstairs and then that's he runs cute. Out because now we have kids. Cause it's kind of hard because like my brother's kids will stay with us and my he'll run out, change his clothes and then come in. And at that time we've already made, my mom's like had coffee on, we've got Bailey's out and we're ready to sit down and start opening presents. So all the kids go, you open your stockings first and then you kind of see all of like the Santa gifts. And we do the thing mostly for like the kids where everyone has a present and then everyone opens at the same time.
Right.
It's not like one at a time, but
thank God.
Everyone, you make sure everyone has one and then everyone opens at the same time.
Right.
And we kind of go through that and take all the trash, put it in a bag. And as soon as everything's done, you kind of go and like what we used to do when I was growing up. I mean, if you were the first house, you were getting woken up at like 5:30. Which my family, like we always wanted to be the earliest. Like it didn't right. bother us at all. And then like you have my aunt who like wants to be the very last one opened
please
up.
Don't wake me up.
So we would basically, as soon as we were done, you had to go, you cleaned your room. We'd lay all of our presents out on our bed. Like me and my siblings, all of our presents out on our bed. And you'd shower and get cleaned up and you'd wear one of your new like outfits. Like you'd wear like something
right.
or whatever. And then you'd go, like years we got bikes. We're yeah. outside in the outside playing like on our bikes. Then we'd go to my grandma's house and usually all the kids will bring something. Like something that they got and they'll show their cousins. And then we go to my grandma's and at my mom's house, mm-hmm. We have a tradition of breakfast quiche.
Oh.
And this is so good and so bad for you. It's actually, I made a variation of it for Thanksgiving.
The egg white one. Yeah. The egg white one. Yeah.
So this tradition is like, it's just this breakfast quiche that my grandma always made. It's like super thick, like potatoes yum. In the bottom. And they would only make it on Christmas Day. Like we never had it any right. other time throughout the year. It's the only time they make it. Even now, mm-hmm. it's the only time that they make it is on Christmas Day. And We'd go have breakfast quiche and then do just gift exchange at my grandma's house. And then we'd, you know, end up going to my other grandma's house, do gift exchange. And then by the time you get home,
it's like nighttime.
It's like we're done.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's like two. Because we start so early. Like, it's like 2 o'clock.
Are you serious?
Yes. And then usually, like, we had talked about how you, like, eat again.
Right.
Eat again.
Right.
So, for instance, my mom will usually have, like, now we just have the sandwiches that we make. Mm-hmm. But in the past, she usually has, like, made a turkey or a ham or something. And there's leftover rolls from Christmas Eve.
And we just make sandwiches.
Yeah, just like sandwiches, right. And watch football. Usually we'll go out and, like, maybe do something active, especially if we, as a family, we've gotten, you know, new bikes or, I'm from Utah and we love hunting. So usually my dad's like one of the kids now has got a new compound bow and we'll go shooting. We might go shoot clays, something like that. And there's definitely a vibe at my house that's, we want to be doing something active and spending time with our family. So it's not necessarily always like doing a traditional workout, sure. But it is like going to the park and playing football or
I
playing
just
catch.
See the whole family, yeah. Down to the little kids. Okay, we're going to do our Christmas
ride. All right, burpees.
Workout of the day.
But yeah, so now it's like playing football,
right.
Or usually
just being outside.
Yes,
right.
Like spending time outside and then just spending time with our family. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Gina, Santa Claus wakes me up. And I remember going to school like, yeah, I believe in Santa. Santa Claus wakes like, me up in the morning. And they're like,
that's not true.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. Yes, he does. And it's so funny because like my nieces and nephews have gotten to similar fights as they've been growing up. Like trying to prove it. Like my little nephew, he's not little anymore. He's 16. And he's a total badass. And he's adorable. He also believed in Santa for so long.
I feel like I did too.
For
we
so
were
long.
Pretty sheltered.
That like, I think he got maybe teased for it when he was in school. But yeah, like you, like
my parents kind of just never told me. It was kind of like they said, well, if you believe, if you still believe, the presents will show up. And I was kind of like, well, I don't want the presents to show up, so I'm going to keep believing.
Yeah.
I'm never going to actually say it.
So there's a comedian. His name is Bert Kreischer.
Uh-huh.
Did I make you watch that
with
me?
Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. It's really funny.
There's just a part where he talks about like his daughter. He's talking about how his daughter is a moron, basically. But he's like, it's really, if you've not listened to Bert Kreischer, he has a special on Netflix. This is not, I'm not trying to like promote this thing, but I have never laughed.
You laughed really hard.
I laughed so hard. So hard that I like couldn't be louder or get more laughs out. So my body was like
convulsing.
So he just has this bit where he's talking about the correlation. He says, I think that there's a correlation because his daughter's 13. He goes, and she still believes in Santa. And he's like, but I'm okay with it because he thinks there's a correlation between the time you stop believing in Santa and you start sucking dicks. So he's
that
like,
innocence lost.
Yeah. And there's like, he's like, that's in funny. This stand-up, he's like talking and he's like, he starts talking to the audience and he goes, what? No, you don't agree? And he goes, do you believe in Santa? Oh, you don't? Do you suck dicks?
Oh, my God.
And it's like this woman, and they all just start losing their shit. And he goes, yep,
that's
I knew
funny.
It. But it was, you know, it's that innocence where it might be easier to, like, not have to try and keep this secret for so long.
Yeah,
you know?
I loved my kids
but,
believing in all that.
Yes, but
I
you, like,
it.
It's like you want to believe as long as you can, because that really is. It's like it's a big transitional thing in our culture because we do Santa Claus, right?
Well, my kids are
you're like grown
close to your age, my older ones, and then Ruby's 18, and they still aren't allowed to thank me for anything because they all still get stockings, and they're still not allowed to thank me.
Yeah.
They have to say, like, they kind of like look up in the air and go, thanks, Santa.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm like, as long as you do that, it keeps coming.
Yep.
You know, you were talking about how you guys would like all try on your outfits in the morning, and I was thinking back when we used to do Christmas morning at my grandma's, we had this one aunt. Well, we still have this one aunt, and she was known for giving these really bizarre gifts, and they never really quite matched the person. And I'll never forget, everybody got like an outfit, and for some reason, I got it looked like a blue old woman's like negligee, like like lingerie nightgown, and I'm 12 years old. I have zero boobs, and it's like almost like for an adult woman. And so they all run back and they're like, everybody try on your outfit. And so everyone's putting on their outfit, and I'm like, I'm not coming out in that. What the hell? Like, I'm wearing this thing with see-through lace boobs that are like sagging, because it was the most bizarre, embarrassing thing. I kind of like walk out and I kind of have a sweater around me, and my mom's kind of looking at me like, what, honey? Because she didn't see what I opened.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, show us your outfit. And I'm like,
it's like a version of A Christmas Story, but instead of being in a bunny outfit, right, you're in really shitty negligee.
It was like one of those things where I was already uncomfortable, and everybody kind of like looks like, oh God, like go put something on, you know?
What?
And I was like, what?
It's not my fault.
Oh yeah, it was very odd. She gave my sisters like these snowsuits one time, but they smelled like cat pee. She's a little bit of a hoarder.
Oh, well, you did say it runs in your family to save things.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff that I think what she'll do is she'll just like go through her garage and just pull something out and throw it in a box. And so we're always like, what's it going to be this year? Not really sure.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
Anyway.
Well, we've started doing a little bit of some Christmas traditions of ourselves, of mm-hmm. doing like gift exchange or like white elephant gifts, and that's been really fun.
Yeah.
This year that's will happen. I'm not going to be there this year because I have travel stuff coming up, but
I know you're always gone.
Yeah, it's fun to create new traditions too.
Yeah, well, you and I are gonna go we're gonna go overnight somewhere.
Yes.
That's gonna be our gift to each other.
Yeah,
this
so
year.
We are, me and Gina have to decide like that we're not going to buy presents for one another, mm-hmm. because if we
stuff.
Don't decide it, we will buy stuff for each other.
It's going to go somewhere.
Yeah. So this year, when I get back in January, we are going to just do a little trip somewhere and like,
we're not sure yet.
Yeah. Treat each other.
Napa, San Luis Obispo, something. You know what I've always wanted to do though?
What?
Which I think would be really cool if I can just force I think my kids would do it now, is like volunteer somewhere.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
I've never done that. I really love the idea of being charitable.
We did that.
I just haven't done it
yet.
We
did that for a couple years.
Terrible.
We did it for a couple years where
I'm gonna make it a point
we picked
to do it.
Families.
Yeah.
And we shopped for the family. Mm-hmm. And then we, as a family, we took all of the presents that we bought. We bought Christmas for a family. Mm-hmm. You go and drop it off. And it's like a really amazing feeling to go and be able to do that first
right.
for people that just don't have that or is not mm-hmm. an option, or it's just, you know. So I definitely
and
think
I know
that
families that do that every year, and I commend them. You know, my kids have always been so spoiled, and mm-hmm. honestly, if I gave them the benefit of the doubt, I'm sure they would do it.
Yeah,
but it's very I love that idea.
I always tell my mom, I'm like, let's just not do any presents for anyone, and let's just go somewhere.
Oh my God! So one year I did that. My sister did this. It was so funny. You can go. It's online or something, and you can sign up for a different charity, and mm-hmm. then just give somebody, you know, like a gift certificate for it. And hers was, she decided she bought, it was for all my aunts and uncles and my grandparents, and I think my parents maybe. She bought everyone a goat, but it was like a goat in, you know, some other country that mm-hmm. was going to give the family milk or whatever. But she didn't know, she didn't really explain that. So everybody just got this card that said, I gave you a goat. You can see every single person like opening it up like,
what?
I've got a goat. I don't have room for a goat. I don't want, like, everybody thought she was giving goats out as Christmas gifts.
That's funny.
That's pretty good. But
like,
it's cool. It's still
feed
a cool
this
idea.
Goat?
I know. Like, where am I going to put this goat?
That's funny.
Anyway.
Yeah, I like that stuff too.
Yeah.
So it's Christmas, and I think we should maybe, let's consider planning a new tradition we can start for next year. That'd be fun.
Let's go volunteer somewhere.
Okay.
I'd love to do that.
We'll do that.
Anyway.
Well, we hope you guys are having a really great Christmas and enjoying all of your family traditions.
And hopefully have not listened to this with your small children around
yeah.
so that we've ruined
and
the surprise.
Also, because we do really care about health and fitness on this podcast, but we do talk about all the things between the reps.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're doing something active. Enjoy, you know, the little treats and things that are only, like, for me, like, are only made during this time of
right.
year. But yeah, don't overindulge. Remember, Christmas comes once a year and it will be back very soon.
And don't take home all of the leftovers.
Yeah. Best thing you can do, you don't really need leftovers.
Mm-mm.
They usually don't get eaten anyways. I guess. guess I can't say that for everyone. Sometimes they do.
Yeah.
At my house, they don't because Mars does not eat leftovers.
Really? As a rule? Huh. I love leftovers.
Yeah, me too. Especially.
That's why I have to tell myself not to take them.
All right, guys. You guys are awesome. Have a great holiday. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.